This is The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Brian Barrett.
We continue here on the program. Jake Asman in for Brian Barrett, taking you till noon Eastern time. And then it's Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault live from Las Vegas. Giants-Eagles tonight, Thursday night football. Huge game for both sides and a battle of two teams in the NFC East. And now joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line to talk all things Giants-Eagles is the radio play-by-play voice of the New York Giants. That, of course, is the great Bob Papa. Bob, a pleasure to have you on. How are you?
Jake, great to be on with you as well.
Big game tonight for the Giants, obviously, Bob. So we'll start with the obvious. How big is this game for really both sides here when you look at the standings in the NFC East?
Well, I mean, obviously Philadelphia is coming off a tough loss last week to Minnesota. But for the Giants, it really is their season. Everything kind of hinges on this game tonight. Since 1990, only one team has made the playoffs after starting the season 1-5. That was the 2015 Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, you take a look at the scenario here, it stinks. I mean, it's not a good division this year. And with Washington leading the way at 2-2, it's one of those situations where if the Giants can win this game tonight, and considering the fact that the Cowboys are going to be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars and Washington's playing Carolina, not easy games for either of those two teams. I mean, the Giants could find themselves a half game out of the division lead at 2-4. So this game means everything for them tonight.
Bob, when you look at this Giants team, there were so much expectations for them coming in. We know they took Barkley. They signed Nate Solder. They gave Odell the big deal. They trusted Eli Manning to be the quarterback for at least another year. Watching this team up close, why do they sit at 1-4? What has been the biggest reason for the lack of wins, I guess, early on in this year?
Well, it's a myriad of reasons, right? I mean, last week, you know, they couldn't get off the field at the end of the game. Eli Manning drove them down the field. They came from behind. They had the lead with 1:08 to go, and they lost on a 63-yard field goal, which happened to them against the Eagles last year, by the way. It was a 61-yarder. You know, you can't let the opposition get to within range where they can even try a field goal. Offensive line issues have been an issue for them. They had opportunities to win the Jacksonville game. They had opportunities to win the Saints game, but protection broke down, and it cost them an opportunity to make big plays.
Talking with Bob Papa, radio play-by-play voice of the New York Giants. I want to get into what was a big story in New York this past week. Odell Beckham, of course, does the interview with ESPN's Josina Anderson. Lil Wayne is there. It starts some controversy. Let's start with Beckham. What was your initial reaction when you saw his comments that he made in the interview?
It was like, does he have anybody in his camp that has any logic? I mean, if you're going to do a one-on-one network interview, you sit down and you do it with the reporter. Not having Lil Wayne there is a sideshow. The whole thing was off the charts. I thought Pat Shurmur handled it beautifully. He made Odell address the team. Odell and Eli talked privately. It's just a bad optic, man, all the way across the board. Now, they went out and they played hard in the game. I think they've played hard in every game this year. I don't think effort's been an issue. They just scored more points. We'll see. I mean, I think the best thing that could happen to this team is that they're playing on a short week. There was only one day of media avails for the media to kind of pepper the players about Odell's comments from the weekend. And, you know, no media access yesterday. And, boom, they're on the field tonight. And if they can win, it changes the entire vibe of everything that's going on with them.
You mentioned you liked how Pat Shurmur handled it. I agree. I thought his comments immediately after the game were spot on. And he did do a nice job of addressing the situation. You're around Pat Shurmur a lot more than any of us are. What do you think of the job he's done so far, I guess, is changing the culture from, you know, a locker room that had issues last year under Ben McAdoo? How do you think Pat Shurmur has handled everything so far?
Well, I mean, you can't fix 6 straight years of bad drafting in 1 year. And he and Dave Gettleman, the general manager, realized that when they took over. I mean, from 2010 to 2016, the Giants' drafts were abysmal. And, you know, nothing more evident than 2 days ago when they announced that they were releasing the ninth overall pick from the 2015 draft, Ereck Flowers. I mean, there was they tried to trade him in the offseason. There was no market. And, you know, they didn't want a guy moping around. They didn't want a guy sitting around eating sunflower seeds on the sideline during the game and not being engaged. So guess what? They got rid of him. And so now they have 31 players gone from last year's team out of the 53-man roster.
Wow.
So they know what they're dealing. They know that this is a process and that this season is going to be rough in certain areas. But, you know, you get these guys out of here, you keep bringing in new people, and, you know, you hopefully you can make a run at the playoffs with the division. But they're slowly changing the culture, but it's not easy to do.
What have been your thoughts watching Eli this year? He's faced a lot of scrutiny for how he has played. Some say he's regressed. Some say the Giants made a big mistake, obviously, taking Barkley over a quarterback. But, you know, watching Eli, Bob, he looked great against Carolina at times. He played great against the Texans. Is it as simple as when he has good protection, Eli Manning's still a capable quarterback in this league?
He's more than a capable quarterback. As Texans fans saw, when that game got tight, what did he do? 76-yard drive, 6-for-6, ball never hit the ground, game-winning touchdown. Game-sealing touchdown, I should say. You know, and he said to the team in the huddle, look, we need three here. Three, you know, puts us up comfortably, and then force the Texans to have to score just to tie us. Let's go for the win. Let's get this thing done. Let's end this right here. And he's still got everything. He will always be heavily scrutinized. There will always be people that see every flaw in his game because he's Peyton Manning's brother, and he's always going to be compared to a lofty standard that I don't know you can live up to. Peyton Manning is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport. And it's funny because when Eli makes some mistakes or misses a throw, it's national news. Meanwhile, there's other quarterbacks, highly reputable quarterbacks, like Ben Roethlisberger turning it over, missing Antonio Brown. He's got the highest number of incompletions on errant throws, Roethlisberger to Brown, more than double the missed throws from Manning to Odell Beckham Jr. this year. And they talk about Eli missing the throws. They don't talk about Big Ben. And last time I checked, they both have the same amount of Super Bowl rings. So it's kind of weird that there's just this, there's going to always be this anti-Eli sentiment, but he could still play, trust me.
Talking with the radio voice of the New York Giants, Bob Papa, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. So obviously the controversial decision or a decision the Giants decided to go with was to take Saquon Barkley with that second pick over maybe taking a Sam Darnold or a Josh Rosen or any of the other quarterbacks coming out. You watch Barkley up close. What have been your thoughts on Saquon Barkley, the player, and just how he is as a person and what his teammates think of him?
Well, as a person, he's unbelievable. It almost feels like it's too good to be true. I mean, as respectful a young man, as diligent a studier a young man as you're going to ever see within your organization. Signs every autograph for kids, never blows anybody off, extremely accommodating, all those things, great. As a player, I mean, think about this. There's only been three running backs in the history of the NFL that have over 100 yards from scrimmage in the first five games of their career, and he's one of them. So he is a difference maker. Now, is he learning how to run in the National Football League where windows close very fast? Yeah. Has he had some negative runs that he could have avoided? Of course. Learning process. But he's still putting up some pretty cool numbers, which is interesting to see. And I think he's going to just get better and better. And they got to help him up front. The offensive line and the tight ends have been subpar in their run blocking. And there's been a big turnover there. They got five new starters from last year. And five guys that were, four of the five weren't even on the roster last year. So I think it'll get better as the year goes on. And you'll see more and more of Barkley's very unique talents.
Bob, you mentioned Ereck Flowers earlier, obviously no longer with the Giants. Chad Wheeler has stepped in and has played that right tackle spot. How has he been? Obviously, he got a rough first start going up against J.J. Watt in Week 3. But since then, you know, it seems like he's really settled into that spot. What have you seen from him?
He's a guy that started 5 games last year. He made the team as an undrafted free agent out of USC. And listen, even in the game against Watt, I thought he held up fairly well. I mean, J.J. got it rolling in that one stretch of the game, and he beat him on a couple of plays, and he wound up having 3 sacks in the game. He's a future Hall of Famer. But considering Wheeler was making his first start of the year, J.J. Watt didn't wreck the game from the very beginning. He got on a roll in that one spot. And by the way, at the end of the game, when the Giants went on that 76-yard drive, I would say Wheeler won his one-on-ones or won his matchups pretty good. Now, they doubled J.J. Watt a lot. I'm not kidding anybody here. It's not like he beat a mano a mano. But he held up enough for them to drive the ball down the field. So the kid's doing good. He competes, which is really important. And when he makes mistakes, he doesn't get down on himself. He learns from them and tries to move forward.
Bob, I know you're not a weatherman, but before I let you go, I know there is some reports of maybe lightning, some rain tonight. How do you think, if at all, is the game going to be affected by the weather?
Well, I mean, it's drizzling here now. The sun peaked out about 15 minutes ago. They're expecting heavy rain a little bit later today. Fortunately, it's not natural grass, so the field won't be brutal. But, yeah, I mean, Philadelphia is second in the NFL in run defense. And going back to the start of last season, 2017, they're number one in the NFL in rushing defense. So it means the Giants are going to have to throw the ball a little bit. Obviously, when it's raining, it makes that whole operation a little bit tougher. The one thing we're hoping for is no lightning, right? Because with an 8:20 kick or whatever it is and having to do the post-game TV show and then jump on the post-game radio show, I don't feel like being there until 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's hope for no delays.
I hope for your sake that is the case. That, of course, is Bob Papa. You can follow him on Twitter at @BobPapa_NFL, the radio play-by-play voice of the Giants. Also hosts a show on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Bob, a pleasure to have you on. Hopefully, for your sake, the game goes smoothly, no weather delays, and we'd love to get you back on again soon.
Anytime, and congratulations on the nice start to your career as well.
Thank you very much, Bob. That's Bob Papa, the radio play-by-play voice of the New York Giants, joining us on the BetDSI.com Inside Line. And our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125 and get an additional 125% of your initial deposit today. Get all the plays and the Inside Line at BetDSI.com.